Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Oroville State Theater. I'd like to introduce now Bob Schofield and the Oroville Community Concert Band. Similar. This leads us to our second number this evening, and it's simply called Bells. The beginning starts with different brass instruments imitating church bells that are ringing throughout the city. As you can imagine, these bells often ring in different rhythms and not on the same notes. So as the sound increases, the bells become more and more mixed together. Finally, the bells come together in one glorious, harmonious piece, celebrating the holiday season. Here is Bells.
That was a hint that solo shows may sound wrong, but they're really right.
Jesse Middleton rewrote the lyrics for the English language, and the song became known as 'Twas in the Moon of Wintertime. And that version has been sung by a variety of performers over the years. Please enjoy the Huron Carol.
Thank you.
is this too festive? What do you think? You know, I had somebody offer me $150 if I'd never wear it again. My wife bought this for me 20 years ago, and at the LP Oroville Alliance band concert last night, I also wore it, and a fella actually offered to buy it from me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard to believe.
It just wouldn't seem like Christmas without this. Well, our next number harkens back to the days of Benny Goodman and the big bands. Featuring Gene Krupa on drums, the Benny Goodman Band had a huge hit with the song Sing, Sing, Sing. This piece takes Jingle Bells and Jolly Old St. Nicholas back to that era, where our drummer John Hale will do his best Gene Krupa imitation. Here is Jing, Jing, Jingle. Togetherness, and with the now famous line, asking the listener to hang a shining star on the highest bough. Featuring Jonathan Quinn on the flugelhorn, we would like to end the first half of our program tonight with this well-known number, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Don't forget to dance in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, a concerto is a musical composition that features one or more soloists with a band or orchestra. To begin the second half of our concert tonight, we're going to feature three of our clarinet players, Sydney Dixon, Cleese Townsend, and Pam Wickline. Playing Joy to the World, Silent Night, and Deck the Halls, here is Christmas Concerto.
Thank you.
more festive. What do you think? Well, there you go. Hang on a second. There's more. Somewhere along.
It lights up.
Oh, it does better than that. Oh, I hope the battery is still there. If not, you're missing a big show. That's what happens when you're born in the 50s. You're exactly right. Well, the battery's dead. You know, I have to change those once every couple of years, shouldn't I? Okay, well, let's move on. Frank Ticelli is one of the best-known composers of concert band music. Oh, did I skip?
Yeah, Winter Wonderland.
Okay. See, they tell me I can do this every year until I get it right, so I'll see you next year. Sticking with the musical composition theme, our next piece is called Winter Wonderland, and it does not use the traditional arrangement heard over many of the radio stations or department stores. This arrangement takes the listeners on a tour of variations. It begins with a slow, dreamlike sequence. The next section is based on a two-step dance feel. And the third section plays around with the melody just a little bit. And then it finally culminates in a short swing section. Here's our version of Winter Wonderland.
Thank you.
You know, I mentioned before intermission about how generous this community is. Another couple of examples that occurred to me. Last night, the LP Oroville Alliance Band played here. And in my experience, the band boosters who support the efforts of those students are the most active and dedicated volunteers I've ever come across. They raise thousands of dollars every year so that the band members have new uniforms or new instruments and have the ability to travel to places like Disneyland to perform and carry the banner of Oroville elsewhere. I think Fran Peace is in the audience tonight. Fran has been on a mission this year to raise money for a statue of a military dog, which will be at the Veterans Memorial Hall. And it's all been donations. Fran told me last night that she thinks she'll have enough money raised this year, in just this year, to go ahead and complete that effort. So, you know, don't let anybody talk Oroville down. My wife has a great statement. And somebody badmouths Oroville, she says, you know, there are four exits out of town, why don't you take one? I keep telling her I think I'm gonna get punched out if she says that, but it's nonetheless a great line. We should be proud to live where we're living.
Yes.
I think now it's time for Frank Ticelli, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, Frank Ticelli, one of the best-known composers of concert band music of our generation, and the band has played several of his works in the past. This song, Rest, was originally written as a choral number. The composer states that it is a piece of music, deeply felt lyricism and melodic warmth. And one look at the lyrics, which are printed on the back page of your program, reveals that to be a true statement. Originally written in 1999, the band version was arranged in 2010, and they play it for you tonight. Here is Rest.
Thank you.
number is one of those bell pieces that I mentioned at the beginning of the program tonight. It's a medley of Christmas songs that all refer to bells, including Ding Dong Merrily on High, The Bell Carol, Silver Bells, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, and finally Jingle Bells, but with a Latin influence. Here's our next number.
Thank you.
Before we conclude tonight's program, the band wanted to recognize someone in the audience. And I'm going to turn it over to Bob Schofield.
Good evening. This lovely lady sitting next to me is Tracy, our president. And Jeremy, we're totally honest. We're actually recognizing you this evening, so please come back up.
Presented to Jim Mall, thank you for dedication and friendship to the Oroville Community Concert Band.
We also got your bag of goodies.
Okay.
Well, one of them you have to have.
Where?
We're ready for it.
I hope they work better than the hat. Oh, they do. Okay.
There we go.
Now this is festive.
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm going to be very suspicious the next time you say you've got a surprise just before the. Thank you very much. You know, for me, it's a real honor to work with you folks, and I know for the community, they enjoy the skill and the talent that's on display here 2, 3, 4 times a year. So thank you very much for asking me to be part of it, and thank you on behalf of the audience. We're going to give them a big round of applause. The Oroville Community Concert Band. Talent that you'd like to share, these are the easiest folks in town to work with. And they're always looking to expand the band, and you'll have a lot of fun if you join them. So please consider it. Well, to conclude tonight's show, we'd like to perform a number that's not a traditional holiday piece, but the meaning and emotion of the song fits the time of year. An elegy is a musical piece written in remembrance of someone. During this time of year, many of us remember fondly those friends and family who are no longer with us, but still hold a special place in our hearts. An affirmation is a positive assertion, often in the belief of something. Whether it's your family, your community, your faith, or a combination of all three, this time of year is when we choose to affirm our beliefs in many ways. Written by Jack Stamp, here is Elegy and Affirmation.
Thank you.
Before our final benediction tonight, which has become a tradition here among the band members, I'd like to share with you what I consider perhaps the best life advice that I've ever come across, from George Washington Carver. How far you go in life depends on your being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and strong. Because someday in your life, you will have been all of those. I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. I certainly have. Our Oroville Community Concert Band. And it's time for our final benediction.
It is.
Are we all ready?
Yeah.
You don't have to go home.
But you can't stay here.
Good night, Merry Christmas, and God bless.